What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike.
And I'm just going to bring this up right now, but I just came back from a trip and I'm fucking tired. So Mike's going to have to carry this podcast like a fucking champion. Are you up for the challenge, you bitch?
I'm tired too, because of your vacation.
Well, I mean, it was that good. All right, fucking roll the intro. Let's get this going. All right, so on the Reviews Podcast, Mike and I, we listen to David Dobrik's podcast, and we talk about the topics they talk about. When I say they, I mean David Dobrik and Jason Nash, and we kind of give our own opinions about the topics they talk about. So let's get fucking started. What's the first thing they talk about?
They add right out the gate, Spotify. Stick to your New Year's resolution of reading more books. Well, that wasn't mine.
Fuck that.
And fuck Spotify. No, I hate that. I don't pay for Spotify, but
isn't it weird? So I thought about this though. They are like promoting Spotify big time, but they use that other like platform to upload their podcast.
Well, the other platform needs to advertise themselves, I guess.
I guess within their contract, they probably say, okay, yeah, you use our platform to upload and you can promote anybody else, and we'll pay you for just uploading on our side. I don't know. Who knows, right?
So David starts out and he says, this is the podcast where we're going to join the circus soon. And then he says, Jason will pay the muscular man. And then he lets Jason kind of revel in.
Yeah, Jason's like,
but then he said, who has a vagina and is ugly as fuck. And he gets so excited when David says something nice. He just does that. He does that too often. But anyway, so Jason's mom's in town and they surprised her with Super Bowl tickets, but I guess she can't walk very well.
Right.
Because he said she can't get into his car in the driveway. So I don't know whose stupid idea it was to buy them Super. Why would you buy someone who can't walk Super Bowl tickets? That place is going to be fucking nuts.
It's going to be crazy. I did see the vlog where he buys her the tickets. And she, you know, that's the first time I ever seen a vlog where it like it wasn't genuine reaction that she had.
Well, maybe it was genuine.
I don't know.
You think she looked too happy when she wasn't really?
No, I feel like she had to play the happy part. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess I'll have to watch it. I'm about 7 or 8 vlogs behind.
Like, I mean, she was excited, but I don't know. You have to watch it. So when you see it, they're sitting in the car, and he's like, oh, you know, so the Super Bowl's coming up, and I wanted to get you, and then she gets like she has like this moment of excitement because she thinks she's gonna get Super Bowl tickets, I think, but then he pulls out a jersey instead, and then she pretends like she's just as excited, and then he surprises her with the tickets, and then she like has this like I should still be happy kind of thing. I don't know. It's so weird. I don't know.
Oh, you know what? And it makes sense because Jason's from Boston, so they're probably huge fucking Patriot fans.
Yeah.
Did she get a Brady jersey?
I think so. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, some tonight at the Spurs basketball game, like 4 or 5 bats came out and they just kept staying over the court. So they had to stop the game, and they were so scared.
Bats? One of the like the bats, animal?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so they're flying around and you get to see these big basketball players scared, running, leaving the floor. Because at one other time there was a bat, and the guy retired last year, but Manu Ginobili caught it with his hands, but he had to get so he was like a hero, but he had to get like rabies shots.
Because they have rabies.
The process of the rabies shots apparently is like horrible.
It's horrible. Yeah, you get shot in the stomach.
Whew. Dang.
A bunch of shots too.
Shit, that sucks. But anyway, David was kind of like, I wouldn't want to go to the Super Bowl because we went last year, and he was basically saying, I like to hear the announcers on TV, so it's horrible seeing something in person. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone say that. I mean, I've definitely thought, like...
I know what he's saying, though. Because I've seen some things in real life, and I've seen some things on TV, and sometimes I'm like, man, I would rather go see it at a bar. You know what I mean?
No.
like I feel like an MMA fight would be better at a bar.
Oh, no way. You would not want to be sitting in the first row and seeing fight.
No, I mean, if I had the money to go see first row fucking MMA fights, then yeah, sure. But you know, well,
our podcast is rolling along. We'll be there. We'll be there soon enough.
Okay.
But Jason's writing a book. I guess I don't know if he's still writing it or if he's done or he's like he must be done. I don't know. But David's scared about what he put in the book. And of course he joked with him. He says it's a story. What did he say? He said it's a story about.
He said it's a story about how much I failed in life.
No, but what did he say? Where he said, "Oh, short book." Oh no, he said it's a story about my successes. And so David says, "Oh, short book."
Yeah.
And then he says, "Well, mostly it's about the things I screwed up." Oh, long book.
Yeah, I like that. That was actually very clever and so quick.
Yeah, very quick. That was impressive. I give him some props on that.
Yeah.
But David said that he thought he was getting away with treating Jason like shit when the camera's off, and now he finds out he's writing this book. So everybody can find he's like shit. But he said he didn't put Jason in there or David in there too much, and so he's like, well, now I'm offended because I'm sure. I mean, if I was David, I would think that David would be the one that was in the book a lot.
Yeah.
But he said he just kind of mentioned it. He said nice things to him, and then David got to make some comments to the paper. I'm gonna look that article up. That'd be cool to read.
I like that he said in the beginning before the short book, long book thing. He was like, "Oh, are you writing a book? Is it a coloring book?" That was pretty funny.
That's when he said. That's right after he said the short book.
Right.
That's a coloring book, and then you hear Joe laugh in the background.
Yeah, it's a little cackle.
So, Jason says, "I think David, you have a hard time," and then, of course, David, as he always does, interrupts him. I like though sometimes now Jason kind of doesn't let him interrupt him. He's like, "Hey, this is what I wanted to say."
Yeah, and he continues talking about it.
Yeah, I like when he does that because that's the only way to stop it. Whenever you're talking to somebody who always talks over you, you have to talk over them back.
Yeah,
or they'll never stop, or call them out like, "Stop interrupting me," just something like that. But Jason was trying to say that he and David never enjoy anything, and wonders if David does it that way so that that Jason will work harder. So. He's on this trend of continuing to say, "Hey, David, I want to do stuff to you." And David basically just says, "Hey, we have little spurts of enjoyment that other people don't have that make it just really great when we're having it." I'm like, okay, that doesn't answer his question at all. But so that he would work harder. And I hate that Jason, man, he's so sensitive. I hate that he feels that way. It's going through his mind, like, is he not hanging out with me because he wants me to work harder? Like, what?
Right.
That sucks. But I like this. David gives his friend $100.
No,
he gives his multiple friends $100.
Any friends that are willing.
So he can shoot him with a paintball gun whenever he wants during the week. So I wouldn't take that $100. Why would his friends do that for $100?
They fucking love it. I mean, you said you're back, what, 8 episodes? But they fucking love it. Every episode, they're fucking getting shot.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. I gotta watch these vlogs. I just been so busy. I need to make time. But anyway, so I guess he goes to, and here's David contradicting himself in the same damn sentence. He says, I walk up to he goes to the tattoo place where Todd's getting a tattoo before Todd gets there. And then he asks, he asks the tattoo guy, he tells the tattoo guy what he's going to do. So the tattoo guy lets him hang in the room or whatever. But he says, the guy didn't even know, didn't even know who I was. And then after he told him the story, he said, oh yeah, I saw you. I saw you doing that or whatever. So obviously he knew who he was. It's not like you've watched a David Dobrik video and you could randomly run into him and not know that it was him.
Right.
Like, that's fucking stupid. I don't get it. So it wanted, I don't get why that, it's basically a,
he was saying that the guy at first didn't realize who he was. And then once he brought up, like, oh, I shoot my friend for $100 or all my friends for $100 with a paintball gun, I think then he was like, oh, shit, aren't you that guy? And then, that, like, he put two and two together or some shit. I don't know.
There's no way.
Whatever.
Whatever. Okay, but so anyway, he shoots Todd in the leg. I guess I would have had to see the video for that to be.
You had to. And they love it. It's so funny because they, David does come up with like creative ways to get them, like, and shoot them. Like, one time he uses Jason's mom to shoot them instead of himself, which was so funny because they don't see it coming at all, right? So so it's really awesome. And then when they do get shot, they fucking hate it, but then they love it. They're like, oh, I'm $100 richer.
Yeah, that would be wait. They only get the $100 if they get shot?
No. He pays them already.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a confirmation, you know, like.
But I could see the surprise of getting a tattoo and that's where you get shot. Yeah. I guess I feel that. So David said he was at a party. He does the same thing in this shit too, but he was at a party and he runs into a dude that he's seen before. So he doesn't really know the guy, but he's seen him like multiple times. Mm-hmm. And this dude tells him that he's doing social audio, which is basically a podcast. He had to explain what that was. The guy thought that podcasts were outdated and that audio was more hip. He could be right.
I think social audio is not the right thing. Like I understand that what he's saying though, like podcasts sound old and like not modern. So in that sense, yes, I think he's right, but I don't think the term social audio is correct, like a good way.
But don't you think like the traditional podcast is not what they're trying to do?
I don't know. I fucking don't know about this guy.
No, I'm just saying like the traditional podcast. So, okay. So right now, let's say.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. I get it. It's not a traditional style podcast.
Right. It's vlog style, but with audio.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, so it's a different thing. So even let's say social media, that term was never around. Mm-hmm. You might, when somebody first came up with that, or if it just started right now, I think you would assume that that's a stupid name. Right. What the fuck does that mean, social media? But social media, everybody knows. Like, I was looking at a dude's phone the other day, and it said where all of his social media accounts, the title of the folder was social shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you can say 100% that that's a bad idea, because it's
right.
If you say podcast to a 15-year-old, they don't care.
How would you say that? Like, vlogging, I don't know why things are called blogs, but vlogging is for video logging. What if you were doing a whole day worth of something with just audio? Audioing? But that would be kind of interesting, right? You go throughout the day and you just hear the person's notes throughout the day. Like, oh, I went to the Starbucks at 9 a.m., went to go get my favorite coffee. This is what I usually get. And then the person that was helping me, Jim, he was so nice. You know, definitely hit him up if you're ever in this area. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of interesting, right?
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking the other day? I don't know if I should say it on here. I'll say it on here. But I was thinking about me and you create two new Twitter accounts.
Uh-huh.
And then see how it could blow up if me and you are just tweeting each other. Like, we're just having a conversation, like, every day. back and forth. But on Twitter, on the timeline. And it's just, like, it's like a real conversation. You know what I mean? Like, people could maybe want to follow along with the story. Or, you know, some shit could blow up just because we say something funny. But I don't know. I was thinking that'd be a cool idea.
That's a lot. Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. I don't know.
So, let's do it. So... But I thought David's response was fucking horrible. He just said, David tells him that that's weird. It sounds a lot worse than podcasts. You guys are the ones that are outdated. End quote.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like an asshole response.
Oh, very asshole response. But then even more asshole is the ego of him. Like, it's insane. He literally said that it's insane that the guy came back to him and said, thank you for, what do you say that? Someone had the balls to say it to him.
Yeah.
So David thinks, oh, it's insane. Like, he just changed the world, you know, right. by telling him that that was shit. But anyway, I mean, when I first heard it, I thought, okay, that's weird. But then I thought about it afterwards and I was just like, you know, that could work because it sounds, if you want someone to come listen, podcast is not going to get them there for a 20-year-old or a 15, you know what I mean?
Right.
Podcast just, it's as old as the iPod.
Right. That's when it was around. Yeah, that's crazy.
And it was when you never listened to one or you downloaded one and then you listened to a little bit of it and never listened to it again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so. So I don't know. I would give him a break. But anyway, I don't know about this Fyre Festival thing they were talking about.
I watched it.
Okay, so you know about it?
Yeah, it just came out on Netflix maybe like a week ago. Okay. Did you hear about this Fyre Festival like as it was happening last year?
No.
Oh, I did. So it wasn't okay, it was huge as in terms of like on social media and things like that, but it never really caught on. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, if you were like surfing the internet, you may have caught wind of it, but if you weren't really surfing the internet and trying to look, or like you know you didn't follow, like, or if you were following some of these famous people or something, you may have caught wind of it. But it was a huge, and like a huge event, huge deal. Cause what's his name? Not Jay-Z. Who are they saying? Fuck.
They were talking about models. Like,
no, but there was a guy. I forgot his name. The guy that was running it. He was like the CEO of it. I forgot his name. But then he was also working with Ja Rule. I think it was Ja Rule.
Okay.
Fuck. What was it? What was his name? I think it was Ja Rule. Either way. Yeah, so this documentary came out about it, about this Fyre Festival that was supposed to be a huge deal, all exclusive, models, all famous people. They're just going to be hanging out. There's going to be tons of artists playing and doing concerts on this like island, and it never happened. And it was fucking crazy. I heard about it, you know, here and there on the news and like the apps that I read, but all these people that bought tickets, when they finally got on the plane to get there, there was nothing for them. No food, no water, no place to stay. Like, it was crazy. And so they did a documentary, which is this that was released on Netflix. And this is what they're talking about. And they go into full detail of like what happened. And what was so amazing is that when this was happening, when they were building out the Fyre Festival, they wanted them to record behind the scenes. So they already had all the details to make this documentary, except they wanted it to be positive because they thought it was going to be something that happened, but it didn't. And it's just fucking crazy. And this guy is such a liar and such a scammer too. He was the type of person who was like, his partners would come up to him and he'd be like, yo, we are over our head with this shit, and I don't think we're going to be able to make it. We should call it quits. And then his response would be like, we only think positive. So get it done no matter what. But we are going to have this done because we find solutions. We don't back away from problems. And that was his attitude for everything. And he just never had the money and never paid anybody and just continued going. And then once it was supposed to happen – fucking never happened.
was this guy's name Donald Trump?
No.
Oh, okay. It sounded like that.
I don't know. It's a very complicated and complex story, but it was.
How long was the documentary?
About an hour.
Okay, I could maybe do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's that. that sucks. But I guess he went to jail because of the Fire Festival.
Yeah. So no, he hasn't gone to jail yet. So he's still.
But he had to be bailed out.
Right. So he got bailed out, and so that this is in the documentary too. He basically scammed all these people, right? And then he went to jail, got bailed out for I think $100,000 or $300,000, I think. Yeah. Yeah. And then while he was out, he was kind of like in this like you should like lay low type of deal, you know, when you're still gonna go to trial or whatever. But then he was like operating with another person and like teaching him how to scam people with like buying back behind the scenes or like backstage passes. And he was like, bro, I can't do it because, you know, I just got bailed out. So you're going to have to say your name instead of my name, blah, blah, blah. And he got this guy to do it. And he was still scamming people. It was fucking nuts.
And that's funny because what did he say? Jason says the guy is just so dumb that he did that. And he says, and he reminds me of you, but he didn't mean it. He didn't mean it like that. He was reminded of you. But that David can sell anybody anything or whatever. David's in a little different situation. He's not selling anybody. He's just telling them, let's dress up as girls again.
Yeah, I think though, if you're listening to this, if you haven't seen this documentary, you should definitely give this one a look because it was one of the biggest like social media fails of this like of this century, I think. It was a huge deal.
But I do agree with David when he says he thinks there should be a Fire Festival too.
I think so too. Not much attention. I really think so. I feel like if someone could bring it back and actually make it work, I think people will be like, fuck it. This is what we wanted. Like, you know, this is actually, you know, all the big concerts, all the famous people, you know, having it on a big island.
And I think this is one of the rare times where I disagree with Jason. On thinking that, you know, people shouldn't have bought the tickets or whatever. You don't know. There's huge event. There's EDC. Yeah. There's huge events all the time, and shit does go wrong at major things all the time.
Yeah.
You know, something just so.
I disagree with him too. What he was saying in the podcast, he was saying like, "Oh, these people are stupid for buying the tickets in the first place." Well, no. In the first place, everything looked legit. It said if you were paying this much, you would get this cabana, you'd get this room, you'd get, you know, all this stuff. So, like, I mean, in general, you think that's what you're buying.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not expecting, you know, EDC not to show up.
Yeah.
Buy the ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I disagree with him on that one. Sorry, Jason. I know this is rare, but sometimes you have to be put in your place too.
Yeah.
So, David says that Cristiano Ronaldo was facing tax evasion charges and ended up having to pay $21 million to settle his taxes. That's so crazy. But it wasn't that he wasn't just paying his taxes. Well, he wasn't paying his taxes, but he was probably hiding it somewhere so he could try to get away with it. I think that's so crazy. Did you know that if you are a U.S. citizen and you live overseas, you have to pay taxes to the U.S.?
No.
So people try to hide that money. So let's say you're permanently living in the United Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
If you're a citizen, you have to pay their taxes and our taxes.
That's crazy. Fuck that.
So people try to hide it all the time.
What do you mean hide it? Like how do you hide it?
Well, clearly I'm not doing that. But they you know, just move something to another country or, you know, because you got to report your income. Now I think the UK actually. The U.S. has an agreement with the U.K. that they actually report your earnings to the U.S.
Okay, I guess I get it. I don't know. You
just try to find a way to earn the money without someone knowing that you earned it.
Right. And the best way to do that is in cash.
Right.
But then it's hard to, like, manage all your money.
Yeah. But anyway, so they start talking about soccer, and I hate it when people say this because I just don't think it's equivalent. Like, soccer is a huge sport around the world, but there's not an equivalent to soccer and football and soccer and baseball and soccer and basketball. And here's why. Soccer is the whole world playing each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. I thought when he said that, I thought the same thing.
Yeah, the NBA is just the U.S. playing the U.S.
Right.
You know, soccer, I don't know why soccer doesn't take off as much. I really thought it was going to take off in the U.S. And it's still getting bigger. It's definitely getting bigger, but I don't think it'll ever – I don't think you can it could overtake the root American sport. So, but soccer players are the ones that are so defensive. You don't really hear football and basketball – and baseball players getting defensive, maybe baseball players sometimes, but soccer players get pissed when you think like soccer's, you don't like soccer. Like if somebody tells me I don't like basketball, I mean, I don't care, but soccer players, they think it's like the biggest thing ever. And it's got more viewers. And that's why I say, oh, it's watched more than basketball or football. Yeah. You're in every fucking country. Like what? Of course you're watched more.
Yeah.
So anyway, David apparently called Natalie and her response was what? I'm surprised that's not always her response. It probably is.
Yeah, I think so.
But I thought it was interesting that David said that he's asked for something but is surprised that she does it. Like, hey, I want Chick-fil-A.
Because he says he forgets that she is his assistant.
Yeah, and that he's paying her to do these things. So obviously she's going
to say yes. Yeah,
but the conversation goes on to talk for Jason asking, do you think that you put Natalie's efforts in the right places? And of course, David's response is 100%. And before he said this, he was giving the examples of what kind of things that he was surprised that Natalie would do. He was like, just before this podcast, I said, could you get me Chipotle so that it's ready for me when I'm done with this podcast? Okay. David gets asked, do you put her resources in the right place? Do you put her efforts in the right place? David, do you have the Postmate app? Like, what the fuck? Like, you clearly are not putting her efforts in the right places if she's going to get you dinner.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. But I used Postmates when I was in New York and the pizza was cold. I didn't like that. Although, I mean, the person had to go pick it up in 2-degree weather. So,
you asshole. That pizza is cold. Your name is David Dobrik.
I wish. Was cold.
But I wonder if there's, well, you can never tell because the way those services work, like how far the person has to drive for it or whatever. But yeah, I 100% put her efforts in the right places. Come on.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird that he like makes her like do these mundane things, right? Like,
well, and he's got this absolute sense that he's using her correctly.
Yeah.
She
probably could do so much more and more creative and efficient things.
Don't you think okay, tell me if you agree or disagree. To me, the things he has her doing sounds like this is like the 1950s,
right?
When somebody brings you coffee and
yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Assistants to CEOs do not do that stuff.
No like, way they create PowerPoints, they like set up meetings, and like they are like your
they're
proxy.
Just like you.
Yeah, you're proxy. They're
it's like when you're speaking to Natalie, you're speaking to David.
Right.
You know, like that kind of thing. So she's more like the maid.
Exactly.
Like, could you clean up the living room?
Yeah, she's in a shitty position.
Yeah, there's some weeds in the backyard. Can you take care of those? You know, like, fuck, I hope she's getting paid a shit ton.
She is probably. I mean,
what would you guess?
I'm gonna say 50,000.
Okay, I was hoping 100.
Yeah,
that's what I was like, 100, nice number. But yeah, I mean, he could grow such a big empire on his own, you know, if he did some of these things correctly.
Yeah.
So then Jason talks about David bragging about how many times he's masturbated. And so I get that from the perspective. Jason took it like he's bragging about it because he can't do that anymore.
Right, because he's so old.
Yeah. But Dave was saying that masturbating helps get your mind off things and helps you get done with work. I've never tied those two together. But...
no. Yeah, I never did either. But I think I know what he's saying. Like, and he said it. He brought it up too. He was like, you know, because if you're thinking of like all these women naked or whatever, and like you go and do that, and then all of a sudden now you're done thinking about that. Like you can concentrate afterwards. I really don't think that's a thing. Did you even hear about like how like professional athletes aren't allowed to like go have sex the night before like a championship game or something?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, so I don't even know like what scientifically is correct, but.
Well, I guess the pent up frustration makes you go harder, you know?
Yeah, maybe, I guess. Huh. I don't know.
So he goes into getting his dick jackhammered. I'm going to have to look that up on YouTube. Like, what, what the fuck does that jackhammer, what that jackhammer look like? But I thought it's so crazy. He said in 2 hours, just 2 hours afterwards, it made his dick longer?
Bigger? Yeah.
He said longer and bigger.
Well, he said two sessions. So each session is an hour.
Well, that's pretty dope that it's working for him.
Yeah, if he really thinks it's working, that's great. I mean, like, props to him. I mean, $3,000. $3,000 is not that much if it's really working the way he's saying it is, you know, for, like, guys who, like, I need a bigger dick.
Fuck yeah, I think that's cheap as fuck.
Yeah, like, you could charge it.
Yeah, I know. Like, I mean, that's like a round trip ticket to Germany, man. A round trip ticket to Germany, or make your penis bigger.
Right, exactly.
So,
but he said there's a lot of work to it. So, I mean, you got to go in for six sessions. He paid $3,000, and then every day he's got to like pump his penis or something for like, I don't know, like what, two times a week or three times a week or something, or a day.
I thought
or
it was something. A day.
Yeah, a day. Yeah. I think. That's so crazy.
Anyway, then they have an ad for ZipRecruiter.
Yeah, ZipRecruiter sucks. Just go on LinkedIn, message the CEO of a company, and then he'll give you a job.
I absolutely loved Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. I still can't get over that intro music. It just, yeah, that it's intro great. Music, it's it, great. It dominates the entire podcast. Like,
yeah,
it overshadows everything else in the podcast, is intro music.
Yeah, I like it way more than the Views pod intro.
Views.
Yeah, Joe's Teeny Wee Podcast. I like what he was saying that he's shutting down for temporary purposes because he can't get.
He says it comes with great misfortune that Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast is in a shutdown and is on a hiatus at our choice. He's like, he's got a team at our choice.
Yeah.
Not David or Jason's choice. So I like how they kind of were confused. Like, is he talking about the government shutdown? Is Joe smart enough to have tied that in? But he did. And I thought that was pretty fucking clever. So yeah. His podcast is in a shutdown. Although because someone fucking went on vacation, we're talking about the podcast being in a shutdown when the government's open now.
Right.
So
you should have done the podcast.
So after Joe finishes his shutdown thing, then David says that I thought this was pretty funny. He said, your ideas feel like the ideas you'd get from an intern you're about to fire. that was cold, but that was good.
Yeah.
That was good. But he said some dude, speaking of Joe, some dude came up to him at that same party that he was at when he shut down somebody else's idea. Let's see if he shuts down someone else's. He's just walking around the party. Yeah, your idea sucks. Yeah, that's pretty stupid. What are those? That would be funny to see in the video. He's just like insulting everybody around the room.
Yeah.
But the guy, so the guy was happy to meet David, and he's like, I love your podcast. It's like one of my favorite things. So then David introduces Joe, who's standing there, and he says, oh, this is Joe. And he's like, Joe, oh my God. Like, he went, I feel like that would be my exact reaction.
Same. I thought the same thing too. I was like, man, if I saw David, cool. But then if Joe was there, I'd be like, oh shit, Joe.
So first David says, you know his podcast is inside my podcast. You know, like, don't give him so much props. But I'm glad that David ended it by saying it was so rewarding to hear that.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, because he obviously hasn't listened to our podcast, because we rave about Joe like all the fucking time.
Yeah. Joe'sDaBomb.com. Okay, and then they go into talking about an ad. It's Robin Hood, and nah, it's pretty good. Use Robin Hood.
You sell out. Are they paying you?
No.
Are you keeping money from me?
No.
Yeah, I find out you have this huge contract with Robin.
I can't say anything bad about
it. They're just great. Yeah. So Jason got a text from his ex-wife that says he needs to say nice things about her. So apparently she listens to the podcast, and simply, I guess what he said or what he thinks that he said that she might be pissed about is saying, like, the kids said, oh, that she says she doesn't want the kids on the internet. That's not really saying something bad about her, but I guess, I don't know.
Right.
And I can see somebody saying that. But while he's talking about his ex-wife, David just, like, goes into a daydream. Like, in the middle, like, he starts to say something, and he says, oh, wait, I just started a daydream. I just started to think about if I really – going to see a movie sounds so great tonight.
Yeah. That's so random. I mean, he does it all the time, though.
Yeah. So then they talk about that about movie that they don't feel that movies are as good as they used to be. What do you think?
But I think it comes with age. You know what I mean? Does that make sense? Because, like, I used to love going to the movies, like, and seeing whatever was coming out, and I still kind of get excited. But for the most part, I'm not so excited about, like, oh shit, I need to go see it on the day it releases anymore. Like, I can wait.
And I can't put it into words, like, to explain exactly what the details are, but I do feel like, I mean, I think our expectations have went up, and so movies, it's when a movie does impress you, it's a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's so many movies now, and some of them are just so average. But then when there is one that's super hyped up and it actually performs the way you hope it would, like, it's like, oh shit, I'm glad I watched it in the theater.
So, yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to explain, but I do think, I mean, we're so flooded with content from Netflix, Hulu, and, like, you know, pay for per movie kind of things that, like, yeah, going to the movies is like, I can wait.
And I think it would be the same thing with TV shows, like House of Cards. Like, that was just brilliant. Mm. And, you know, but then there's a whole bunch of other just average stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't know. Like, yeah, but I would say I agree that movies in the past have more often impressed me than movies in the present.
Yeah. They look like doing too many remakes too.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
But I thought this was weird. I don't know anybody that's ever said this, but their friend Carly can't watch movies like Marvel because it's not real. So, like, Lord of the Rings and anything like that, she can't watch those movies because it can't happen.
You know what's so funny is when they were talking about this, I actually thought about if there was somebody like that. Like, a long time ago, I was like, man, I wonder if people, like, just don't get behind these movies because they just can't, like, imagine, like, a world like this.
But see, that's not what you're not going to the movies to watch a live stream, you know?
No, yeah, you're going to the movies to leave reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think this person gets it. And, like, that person's kind of stupid, too, because, like, all the books you're reading are fucking mostly going to be lies, too.
Well, but even though, like, in Training Day, that does happen, but those things didn't happen.
Right. You know? I mean, it's still, yeah, they're still, like...
Every single movie didn't happen.
Exactly. Like
all of them.
But I get what they're, I get what she's saying though. Like there's no such thing as superpowers, no such thing as laser guns, you know, and stuff like that. So
well, Jason sort of agreed. Like I think it was talking about Aquaman where they're talking underwater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
anyway. I mean, I get it, but like you have to just you have to accept that reality. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you can't do that, then you, I mean, I feel like you won't be happy.
Yeah, that does not sound like a person you want to be around.
Exactly. Like, I wouldn't want to go to the movies with you ever, or like, I don't think you would.
I don't think I would even want to hang out because we couldn't
exactly.
We couldn't even joke about stuff or
exactly because you think everything's too serious or like whatever, too real or something. I don't know. Whatever. You guys should unfriend Carly.
So that they talk about, I guess, the Los Angeles school district.
Yeah, strike.
Jason's kids goes, yeah, they're having a strike so that kids haven't been to school for 7 days because they want more money. Jason's, because they're not getting paid enough, Jason says parents should pay more for school. That's just, you know, that's, The whole system, we touched on some of this before, but that whole thought process of, you know, school systems and the way teachers are paid, somebody is deliberately deciding that this is the pay a teacher should make. Because right. The whole system could be just changed to where now a teacher is worth $80,000 a year.
Right.
But they don't want to. And it's not because people aren't paying taxes. They are. The system is deciding that this is these people's worth.
And exactly.
And it's fucking ridiculous.
It's
fucking ridiculous. And it's just the system of oppression. It's almost like they don't want good people teaching.
I completely agree with what you're saying.
Well, thank you.
I mean, it's honestly, the allocation of money can be changed at any point in time, but someone or a few people, everywhere, are just making it to where it's not.
Yep.
And it's so annoying because you will never keep the good teachers teaching.
But you'll always hear about cops getting raises. Always.
Yeah.
You know, that's where the lobbying comes. They don't value the old system. That's the bad part about not understanding history. The old system that America was founded upon, these people are able to keep people down by that. Like, how is everybody in the whole fucking country okay with that? Like, right. I'm so glad that as a kid, like, teachers that I really liked, I had no idea they didn't make good money.
Same. And you know, now that I'm grown up and like I work with what I do now, like I'm like, holy shit, there are so many problems in the classroom and with teachers as their profession.
Yeah, they have to deal with all the parents' shit.
Right, it's crazy. It just sucks.
Why'd you give my son an F? Because he didn't know the answer. Like, that's why.
Yeah,
this is like black and white here. The answer was 7. He put 33.
I think it would be so cool if like I think it would be, so I'm gonna choose my words carefully, but I think it would be cool if there was a national strike.
Yes. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
But you know who I want, who I absolutely now, I just thought about this the last couple of days. I want that Beto O'Rourke guy. I want him to be president.
Who?
Beto O'Rourke. The guy that lost the Senate race in Texas.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, the guy that was talking about taking a knee and
Yeah.
That's who I want to be president. Fucking Starbucks guy can go to hell.
Yeah, I'm actually curious as to see who's all running and what they're going to say. I might actually pay attention more this time.
It's going to be a shit ton of people. Oh my God, it's going to be so many people. It sounds
like there's going to be so many. And then like Hillary's like not saying that she's not.
Oh, is she?
No, she just hasn't officially said anything. She's not saying no or yes, right?
Look at you being informed. What?
Yeah, I know, it's pretty freaking cool.
What the hell? You just told me something I hadn't thought of. That doesn't happen very often.
I'm so smart. Okay, next thing, let's go. I'm sleepy.
So Jason's kid's birthday are in the same month. That's kind of crazy.
That sucks.
To have both kids in January. And then right after Christmas? What the fuck?
Yeah.
I guess if Jason's your dad, you don't have to worry about it. He's going to buy you everything. But then David goes into, what the fuck is David doing giving Jason parenting advice? Like, I don't know. I don't understand why. Like, he's brought this up like two or three times. He says, you need to give your kids chores. He had four chores a week. And then he said, I love Jason's response when he said they could empty the dishwasher. And Jason's response was such a fatherly response. She can't reach the top shelf where the plates go. He was so genuine. Like, she can't. That's why I have to do it.
Yeah.
But that was cool. I mean, I still don't know if you need chores or not. But I think it's just, I guess you probably do.
I think it's good. I think it's a good practice.
Yeah, it's more like, you know, the first time you mow the lawn, you like it. You know, like, oh, shit, I'm mowing the lawn. And Dad's like, you like that, do you?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you'll be doing it forever. But then David was talking about how he had to do four chores a week, and if he missed one, all hell would break loose. All hell would break loose. David, you didn't take out the fucking trash. Now you're grounded for a day. That's all hell breaking loose? Shit. He's so fucking extreme. But this is this next thing where they were talking about the ping pong club. I swear, I have to listen to it several times, especially if I'm making the notes. But this one had me laughing my ass off because...
Okay, you're going to have to explain this one because I honestly, right before we started this podcast, I was listening to the podcast and I tried listening to it on the plane and I kept falling asleep right after the topic we just talked about. So everything after that, I don't know.
I am getting sick and tired of all your excuses.
You're a bitch. I'm sorry.
Okay, so... So basically, David says, and this is a contradiction in the same fucking sentence. David says, I started a ping pong club when I was in high school, but I didn't start it myself. What? 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 I'm confused again reading this. But anyway, so he says he started. So he's sort of portraying himself as the cool kid. I'm going to say David was not the cool kid. Like from every story.
No, he's not cool.
Yeah, 100%. Like, he's living vicariously through his life right now, but I think he's looking back in the past and
he's still himself today.
So he started a ping pong club. They would go to school. He would go to school early, 45 minutes early, so him and his friend could play ping pong. Now, Jason, this whole time, you got to make sure you listen to this because Jason, when you hear Jason's laugh, Jason's laugh is like, I'm making fun of you laugh, genuinely. It's like, you sound like such a fucking nerd right now. But at the same time, he's trying to say, no, I'm not saying that you're a nerd or anything. Like, that's totally cool. But his laugh says, okay, so you started a ping pong club and you go to school 45 minutes early when there's no one there. And even sometimes I would get there and the janitor wouldn't have even got there yet. So we would play this ping pong. We would be in this ping pong club. But Jason says, you know, a ping pong club has to consist of more than you and one other person to play ping pong. He's like, no, it got so popular that the school had to shut it down. They shut it down and they moved it to after school. And then he says, and I think I put this in a quote. Let me see what this says. He says, David said, later. Oh, when he was doing the morning ping pong club, later the real losers would come and do homework and shit. So he's trying to call somebody else a loser. And that's another point where Jason laughs like, oh, they're the losers. You're at your ping pong club 45 minutes early. So then David says they shut it down and they moved the ping pong club to after school. And David says, I wasn't a fucking loser. So I didn't stick around after school. I said, peace. Actually, when he said that part, I thought of you. Like, I can hear you saying, I wasn't a fucking loser, so I didn't stay around after school. I said peace. But then he starts talking about that he was in the crew where they would wear black at school spirit or wear white for school spirit or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that everybody couldn't be in the crew. And so it was like the, like, just like a little cheering section. And he thought those things were cool. So Jason said, well, you know, maybe your school was just different because schools are different. That kind of stuff would have got your ass beat when I was in school. So every single thing that he said, like, he's in the crew and he's doing the, like, oh my God. Like, there are, there.
Sorry.
Bless you. Or call 911. hold down your Apple Watch button. But his entire story just said nerd. You think you're cool because you're not going to stay after class? I am fucking sorry. I am not waking up that early to get to school 45 minutes early to go play fucking ping pong.
Yeah, that's dumb.
And if you were doing, because cool people do play ping pong, but they don't play at fucking 7 o'clock in the morning. They would play after school.
Right.
Like, that, maybe that's why he didn't stay, because the cool kids were there.
Yeah, because the cool kids are like, fuck homework, I'm going to play. He probably had to go home, so he had to do homework.
And then his little crew thing, the spirit squad thing, every now and then there can be a super cool kid that's on that. But you have to be, like, muscular and, you know what I mean? You have to have a whole bunch of other athlete things going for you for that to be considered cool. But, yeah, I thought that was crazy. He, like, damn. Oh, well. But they start talking about, Jason asked if David ever fucked any of his teachers. And then he continues to progress. I did have a couple of teachers that a few teachers that I felt like I was really friendly with.
Bro, but to hear fucking say, it's a few teachers I fucked.
No, I never fucked my teacher. But David said he would flirt with his teachers and he would talk with the teachers about which teacher was hot, and teachers would be in the break room or the work room. And they would tell him, like, oh, this teacher doesn't like you for this reason or whatever. And they're like, oh, you think she's hot? And they would have these conversations. I'm sorry, but if you're fucking friends with all the fucking teachers, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
That's just, it's not possible to be friends with all the teachers.
Yeah.
Like I said, every now and then somebody can be super cool. Like, I had a couple of super cool teachers. Yeah. But yeah, that's fucking crazy. But yeah, he said he flirted with the teacher. And then at the end, David kind of says, after he finishes telling that, maybe I was a loser.
Yeah. Did you ever see on YouTube where he interviews one of his teachers?
No.
Yeah. So there's on YouTube, he goes back to his high school and he interviews one of his teachers, and it's so fucking hilarious because it's not the responses he wanted. So he would be like, hey, so, like, when I was in school, I was cool, right? I got with all the ladies, right? And the teacher was like, no, you were not cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it was fucking hilarious. And
I need to find that.
That teacher was pretty fucking hilarious. He was, like, so, like, real. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I think in school I would have hung out with David, but I think he would be – there was some people that, like, I always wanted to be nice. I didn't want to be mean. And so there was some people I hung out with, like, in secret. Like, I got to go now. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. when I was going to go hang out with my other friends or whatever. But, yeah, that's, like, even now, David's obviously a good guy, but. Yeah, I don't understand the need. I can definitely understand not bringing up something embarrassing or bad that happened, but I don't see the need to rewrite history.
Right.
So, well, that was pretty much the Views podcast.
Reviews.
No, that was the end of the Views podcast.
Yeah, theirs. Yeah. And okay.
Now we're wrapping up reviews.
Okay. Yeah.
Because we're done. But yeah. I enjoyed their podcast. I still do always enjoy their podcast.
Yeah, it's still good.
And Joe's still number one.
Joe's great.
We need to find a Joe for our podcast.
Yeah, one day.
And we're gonna have to pay $300 for our intro music for them. It sounds so good though. Like, how do you think they're doing it? Do you think it's just on speakers?
No, he's inserting the MP3. He edits it, so he throws the real thing in there. You dumbass. Wow. Wait, you're no, so stupid.
No, it can't. Okay, now you're stupid. It can't be. Because as soon when he did it the very first time, they heard it.
What do you mean?
No, they said, like, where did you get that from? That caught him off guard. They heard it in the podcast.
You dumbass. Because they heard it.
No, they heard it for the first time because David said, either David or Jason said, had you heard that before?
No, okay, I get what you're saying.
No, you don't get what I'm saying.
He could still play it in real time, but he's inserting it when he edits it to the real thing. Like, he can still play it on speakers, and then he'll just replay, he'll cut it out and put the real clean audio in there.
Admit that you don't know. Like, I don't know, but you don't know. Yeah,
of course we don't know, but that's typically what you would do as an editor.
Well, don't state something as a fact if it's not a fact.
You're just not smart.
Oh my gosh.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Hit me up in the hit me up in the DMs. We need a Joe and a Chris. All right. Well, my name's Mike, not Jeff.
My name's Chris, and this has been another reviews podcast, and you fucking liked it. Make sure to hit us up on Twitter at reviews podcast 1, and we'll reply back. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.